بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهة تخصيص يوم الجمعة بالصيام أو ليلة بصلاة من بين الليالي. There is the next chapter, and it is makruh, it is undesirable of selecting only the day of Jum'ah for fasting or its night for performing salat. That is, a person must not only make ibadat on Friday and doesn't give importance to the other days. Like the Jews and Christians or other people, they worship Allah one day in the week and they are satisfied. No, that should not be the case. Jum'ah is a special day. There are special ibadats for Jum'ah which we should do and increase our ibadat. But not keep only Jum'ah for all our ibadat, like keeping roza only on a Friday, or only increasing our ibadat on a Friday. We must try make every night some ibadat, our regular namazes, etc. And Friday we increase it. And there are special ibadats for Friday, we must observe that. And particularly to keep roza only on Friday, that is not correct, that is undesirable. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La takhussu laylat al-jumu'ati biqiyamin bimainil layali. Don't make Jum'ah, the night of Jum'ah, that is the night between Thursday and Friday, don't make that night special for the ibadat of Allah ta'ala from amongst all the other nights. That only on that night we get up for tahajjud, for example, other nights we don't get up. On that night we should increase our ibadat. But we should do all our other ibadat also all the time. We should be always practical with our isha, with jamaat every night, not only on a Thursday night. Or only on a Friday we make fajr with jamaat. No, we should do that every day. Jum'ah we should increase. وَلَا تَخُصُّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ بِصِيَامٍ بِمَيْنِ الْأَيَّامِ. And don't make Jum'ah the only day that you keep roza from amongst the other days. Don't make Jum'ah that special day. Jum'ah is a special day, as we will read in front, it's the Eid of the Muslims. But we should not become like the other people, Jews and Christians, that they observe their Sabbath so much, or they observe their first Sunday so much, and other days no ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. No, every day must be ibadat of Allah. Jum'ah is our day of Eid also. It's a special day, we must increase on that day. إلا أن يكون في صوم يصومه أحدكم. Unless a person used to usually keep roza on that Friday. That is, like for example, the ayyam bees comes. Then on that day a person keeps roza, then that is okay if it comes on a Friday. وعنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه further says, I heard the Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, لا يصومن أحدكم يوم الجمعة إلا يوما قبله أو بعده. Then none of you must keep roza only on Friday unless he's keeping one day before, that is on Thursday, or one day after, that is on Saturday also. So Thursday, Friday, if a person keeps roza, that's fine. Friday, Saturday, he keeps roza, that's fine. But just to keep roza only on Friday, that should not be the case. وعن محمد بن عباد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سألت جابرا رضي الله تعالى عنه أنهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن يوم الجمعة. Hazrat Muhammad ibn Abbad says that I asked Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid us from keeping roza on Jum'ah, that is only on the day of Jum'ah. Qala na'am, he said yes, that he did forbid us that we must not only keep roza on the day of Jum'ah. وعن أم المؤمنين جويرة بنت الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل عليها يوم الجمعة وهي الصائمة. One of our mothers, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Juwayriya radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited her on a Friday. and she was fasting on that day. Faqal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, Asumti amsi, did you fast yesterday? That is, Yawmul Khamis, Thursday. Qala la, she said no. Qalat la, she said no. Qala turideen an tusimi ghadan. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, do you intend fasting tomorrow? That is Yawmul Sabt, Saturday. Qalat la, she said no. قَالَ فَأَفْتِرِي Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that case, break your roza today. Don't just keep roza on the one day of Jumu'ah. Join it with the one day before or the one day after. And similarly with all other ibadah. Various reasons have been given by the ulama for not fasting exclusively on the day of Jumu'ah. If a person is fasting, these 3 days of the month, 12, 13 and 14, and Jumu'ah falls then it's fine. One should focus on the other forms of worship on this day, such as a special ghusl, which is a sunnah to make ghusl on the day of Friday. Proceeding early to the masjid. Listening attentively to the khutbah and the bayan, engaging in dua, durood, zikr and nafil salah. So those are the ibadats for the day of Friday. So if a person is going to keep roza, then it won't be easy to do all this ibadat. Just like the day of Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah, for the people, the hajis, it's advisable not to keep roza. Because they have to exert themselves in ibadat, in dua, zikr, etc. So by keeping roza, a person might feel weak and he cannot manage all that. So the other ibadats of Jummah will be affected if a person keeps roza only on the day of Jummah. By not fasting, one will have additional strength to exert in oneself in these forms of ibadat. Jummah has been called the day of Eid. In fact, more greater than the other two Eids is the day of Jummah. And one cannot fast on the day of Eid. It is also a day of celebration like the days of Eid. So Jummah is also like that. The Muslims should not exaggerate the greatness of Jummah as the Jews and Christians exaggerated their days of merit. Their days of Saturday and Sunday, they made it so much, so great, that other days they don't engage in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. And like also, we should not make our deen just a few days. Like for example, the 15th of Shaban, the 10th of Muharram, all those few big days and big nights. And that is only our ibadah. The rest of the time, we take off. That should not be the case. We should be in the constant in Allah's ibadat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best ibadat, even if it's little. Of course, the faraz, wajib and sunnah muakkadah have to be done properly. But nafil, even if it's done little, but it's done constantly. Not ibadat of soda water josh. That when a person comes in a mood, he makes lot of ibadat. And other times, he's missing his faraz also. That should not be the case. A person should be constant and punctual. That ibadat Allah loves very greatly. Wa akhiru da'wana.